Good morning, podcasting morning chat. Today is Friday, April 19th, 2024. And today we are diving into our wins of the week. And we're also going to be discussing the future of our podcast and share ways that we'll know when our podcasts have become successful. So if you don't mind, please, if you're listening live, hit the share button, bottom left-hand side of the screen. If you are listening live on Clubhouse, and if you're a podcast listener, please share this with a fellow podcaster. And then give us about 2 minutes and we'll get things rolling. Thanks for being here. Good morning, podcasting morning chat. Thank you for being here this morning, this Friday morning. Glad that you are here, and I'm glad we're going to be digging into our wins from the week. I certainly am excited to share some of mine. I'm also excited about the topic, the question of the morning, because I don't feel like we've done a lot of, we haven't gone in this direction very often, if at all. I'll share in a few minutes. I'm also excited for Nick and for Simona for today. I know Nick is definitely speaking today, and I forget if we figured out what day Simona is speaking. But either way, I am super excited for the two of them speaking at the PodFest AI Creator Summit that kicks off today. Nick, I know, is going at 2 p.m. Eastern. I just put it in my calendar so that I don't forget and nobody books me at that time. So let me first say hello. We currently have Nick and Sid here, my co-hosts, moderators, wondering where everyone else is. We'll see what happens. I'm glad to see you. I'm glad to see we have an audience here wondering where are those moderators? Good morning to you, Nick. I'm going to kick it off with the question of the morning for you. And I'll say this, the idea behind this question is to get you thinking about what your end game is with your podcast. In other words, what are those indicators? What are those milestones that you could point to and say, okay, when X happens, my podcast's a success? So I'll make this a little more clear. Nick, the question is, what are 1 to 3 milestones or indicators that would signify success for your podcast? Good morning.
Hey, good morning. That is a good question. and it, like, I'm thinking about it because with the 9-5 podcast, obviously I was hosting that one. And then this podcast being an AI, like AI everything podcast, I feel like it's a little bit different. But for that show, I think it would be really cool because it's all AI focused to catch attention of some AI companies. and maybe collaborate or partner with them in some form or fashion on the episode. Like maybe we get a collaboration with HeyGen and they work with us on an episode or something like that. I think that would be really cool. Another thing that I think would be neat to come out of all of this is people just wanting to learn more. I see the opportunity to potentially create programs and courses and things like that around maybe not necessarily creating an AI podcast, but some of the tools and processes and things that I'm learning throughout this entire process that I really think could help other podcasters. That would make it all a success to me.
Very cool. Thank you, Nick. And when you say catch the attention of AI companies that you want to collaborate with them, I'm going to push, and I'm going to probably do this as when I can with everybody. I'm going to push a little bit more because technically you've already, I know it wasn't directly through the podcast, but you've already partnered with a company like Minvo, for example. So what does that mean when you say work with them, collaborate? Is that like for a financial deal? Is that just simply to work with them? What does that look like?
I can see it either way. Like, obviously, money's money. Who doesn't love money? I mean, I think it would just still be cool to, I mean, even collaborate on content. Like, if it's a podcast episode that we're collaborating on, like, I don't know. I don't know fully what that looks like. But I could see creating content with them for the show or a sponsorship kind of thing. Like it would be pretty neat to have the AI briefing sponsored by HeyGen or sponsored by 11 Labs or whatever. Like I think it would just further solidify it.
Okay.
The thing with the podcast is it's so new and it's an experiment more than anything. Like it's an experiment first.
Yeah. Okay. And
not the answer everyone wants to hear, but
well,
it is what it is.
Yeah. Well, the whole idea of this is to help us think about these things, right? Because I think a lot of podcasters, especially independent podcasters, I think we look at where we want to be, but don't really take the time to clearly define what that means. I know that we sometimes discourage the idea of number of downloads, but for argument's sake, it's like, have you really defined to yourself, I'm asking you, the listener, this, have you really defined for yourself, if you've got downloads as a target, how many that means in order to know, okay, I'm successful. This podcast is successful. If that's how you're measuring it, do you actually have a number or do you just think to yourself kind of like, oh, when I get a ton of downloads, then I'll know I'm successful. I challenge that. Because a ton of downloads is not clear, and you could have what somebody else is defining as a ton of downloads and fallen short of giving yourself that pat on the back, giving yourself that credit for success.
Can I add on to that as well?
Yeah.
I think downloads are always seem to be like the default, like, yeah, a ton of downloads. And I would want to dig deeper than just why the downloads.
For sure.
Is it just because you would like to have a successful, I mean, I'm using the word successful in this context as well, but you just want a show that gets attention? Is it because you want to create an additional side income out of this? Is it because you want to grow your business? You can get 100,000 downloads a month, but if you're trying to have it grow your business and it's not related to your business at all and is no way connected to it, is that what you're after?
Right.
Like, I mean, I think downloads, It's usually never just downloads. It's downloads because of something else.
Oh, so for sure.
Shooting for a download number is just a stepping stone to a bigger goal. And I think that bigger goal is what needs to be tracked and monitored and looked at.
Absolutely. Yeah. Understanding the why behind those milestones for you or those indicators for you, I think does go a long way. I'm with you there, Nick. And let's see. Okay. We do have someone up here from the audience. So Soda, I'm glad that you've joined us. And I want to encourage others, come on up. It's time to share your wins from the week. There we go. Then all of a sudden, we get a couple of people popping up. But yeah, come on up. Let's discuss. Let's dig into your wins from the week. And we will, of course, dig in with our moderators as well. But I want to first go to Soda. Good morning, Soda. Welcome back to the stage. Are you open to sharing some wins and answering this morning's question? And I'm happy to give it to you again if you're willing.
I would say my win is actually figuring out the answer to this question this week. So I will go with that.
Now I'm going to, I want to challenge you. You've had to have some win. And as, cause I always say it doesn't matter how big or small it is, right? It's it, whatever thing you accomplished this week. Let's talk about it. Let's celebrate.
I did actually. So yesterday I hired a babysitter and finally got some, I was re-recording the, my intro for my podcast because I figured out more of my goal. I had some episodes that weren't really working with my podcast. So I made a separate podcast, actually. I started a separate one that's like an offshoot of it for the episodes that don't quite relate. And so I have the new intro recorded that makes it more specialized, more niche of exactly what my goal is. So I'm excited about that. And I was figuring out my goals for the podcast because what my goal is to use what I learned from my interviews to make short educational videos that could be shown like in schools and stuff because I'm trying to get a grant for that. And so I'd love to, so that's more for the YouTube that's related to the podcast. And so one of the things I'd love to see those shown in schools. Two, I would love to have over 35,000 subscribers on one of my channels because that is the highest I've ever had. And I want to break, like, get higher than that goal. And then three, I want to feel proud of every episode that I have because right now it's not to the quality that I feel proud of. And so I just want to get to that point where someone wants to go to an episode and I will feel proud of any of them and not kind of nervous. So that's my answer.
Thank you. Wow. At first, based on your first response, I thought we might have been struggling to try to pull some answers out of you. And then boom, you just dropped a bunch on us. I love this. Congratulations. And I'm sure that babysitter win may be feeling like the biggest one right now. as a parent, I can relate. And man, I have so many questions. I'm not sure where to start. All right, I'm going to start with one of those goals, those milestones, those indicators. You said you want to create these short educational videos, and that for educational purposes for schools. And you're trying to get a grant. Tell us about that. How does one get a grant for their content? Soda, what's this experience been like for you? Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, so I have a friend who works with people like us who tries to find grants for us. And so she was looking through some specifically for California, and there was just some for educational content. And yeah, so it's like $80,000. So it's a pretty big amount of money.
Yeah.
So, it's just one of the ones that I was looking at to try to apply for. And so I'm just trying to get more involved with my Chamber of Commerce, with the school board, and try to see what exactly they need to prepare their kids who want to go into the arts and don't have the resources that they need.
That is so cool. Thank you, Soda, for sharing that. And that YouTube channel that you said the goal is to get over 35,000 subscribers. Do you want to share that with us? Let's try to get you some more subscribers and get you there. And how many do you have right now?
Right now, I am like 466.
So. Okay. It's a big
barely starting.
Yeah, just starting. That's okay. That's awesome. And I love the goal. So do you want to share which YouTube channel should we go subscribe to?
Yeah, I could share. I haven't added my full podcaster yet. So okay. I'm planning on doing that this weekend.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, share the link whenever. If you share it with me before 7 a.m. Pacific time today, I will include that in the show notes. And if not, if you want to share in the Facebook group called Empowered Podcasting, by all means, go there and post it there too. Let's support one another and support each other's goals. I love it. Soda, thank you so much for sharing. Before we go to win, I want to check in with Sid. I would love to hear from you before you share your wins, Sid, because we'll do the rapid fire at the end with our moderators and co-hosts. I would love to hear your answer to this question, especially with somebody who is wrapping up after 5 seasons. What are 1 to 3 milestones or indicators that would signify success for your podcast, Sid? Good morning. Oh, Sid, I was wondering. He texted me like 15 minutes ago and said, hey, skip me. I need about 10 minutes. And so I waited. And I guess he's not ready yet. No problem. All right, Wynn, we're coming to you. Good morning. Please share your wins from the week. Let's start there. Good morning.
Well, good morning. I sound like I have a funk in my throat, but I truly don't. my win from the week.
Here, how about this, Wynn? We'll come right back to you. Go ahead and get that frog. And then we will come back to you. And I so relate, Wynn, especially after a day, even after a whole morning of talking and kicking off a morning at 7 a.m. doing a lot of talking. By the time it gets to like 1 o'clock, I start sounding like that. I have such trouble. And the only thing I have found is to just keep hydrating myself. So we're going to come right back to you, Wynn. I want to jump to Linzea. Good morning, Linzea. If you wouldn't mind sharing some wins from the week, and then I'll ask you the question of the morning. Go for it. Good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning. Good morning. Win for the week this morning would be one win was helping all of the entrepreneurs yesterday, the business owners, create content for their businesses and have a really strong strategy for optimizing. So big win, spent the day at my beautiful partner's. That makes it sound like she's my actual partner, my business partner's photo studio. And we were able to do some really dope things for some really beautiful people. So big win, love watching others soar. Thank you for allowing me to share.
You're welcome. Are you open to sharing a little bit about how you were helping these business owners? What was that all about? Was it an in-person thing or virtual thing? And what was the main theme of that, whatever it was, talk, presentation?
Yeah, absolutely. So what it was is it's a collaboration between my personal photographer that does all of my photos for me and for my business and for a lot of my clients. And so we do a content and branding collaboration. So they get their headshots. I do their content capture prior to meeting. I do their strategy so that we get really clear on what the intention is for the upcoming photo shoot and content creation day. And also we take a peek at their business structure and strategy and see where they could amplify their marketing and branding.
Wow, awesome. Well, congratulations on those wins. And if someone was interested in something like that, Linzea, how could they reach out to you?
Yeah, I love that. Well, I'm easy. Instagram and all of those things if you have simple questions. Otherwise, you can head on over to linzea.com and find all information in regards to working with me. My email too, hello@linzea.com. And yeah, we do these in the Metro Detroit area. So we do at least one a month. We also do them for businesses. So we come in and work specifically with organizations for their team. And then we travel. So we've got some traveling dates on the calendar too. And then if you're going sans photo, I can work one-on-one with people anywhere, anyhow, whether it be setting up the strategy. As a former brand director of 15 years who did every U.S. show and team photo shoot and product photo shoot for that duration, I definitely know a thing or two, and I love paying that forward to help entrepreneurs make the most of their time in front of the camera and help their businesses grow. So thanks for asking, Mark.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. And I will make sure we have that in the show notes. And Lindsaya, I want to find out from you, how do you know when your podcast has found success? What are those milestones and indicators that you've set for yourself to measure that success?
Yeah, I love that. Well, the target keeps moving. So that's part of the journey. You know, the first success was 100 downloads, and then 500 downloads, and then 1,000, and 3,000, and 5,000. So those are the things that, you know, so the next big celebration will be 10,000 downloads. And so those would be metrics that are measurable through, you know, a software interface, if you will, that helps me. What feels most important for me is what it turns into. So having people listen to the podcast, come into the community, whether it's join in or purchase something from the store or whatever that may be, the next action step for me is really where we've taken the, you know, where the rubber meets the road, if you will, because I see that what I am doing, sharing, or who I'm speaking with is creating movement and change for others, which is the whole intention of the Wellness Warrior podcast, is to create and make a positive impact. So those are the ways that I measure my success. And I know that that will also expand into sponsorships, you know, the first sponsorship, multiple sponsorships, sponsorship, packages. So essentially how much is contributed. Those things are to come too, and they will all be part of goal setting, tracking, and celebration.
Awesome. Thank you so much for digging into that. And I appreciate you saying it's a constant moving target, because just because we find success, however we're defining it, doesn't mean that that's the end point, right? It just means we're evolving, and we might hit 1,000 downloads as the marker. That doesn't mean we're going to go away after that. What's the next target? Or maybe it is, right? Maybe that is your goal. Once you hit a certain number, you've decided that is where you're going to go. And I'm not saying that to Lindsaya. I'm saying that generally speaking, maybe that is. And that's fine too. All right, let's go to Jen. Jen, good morning. Nice to have you up here on stage. I always see your face in the audience. It's good when you come up here. So thank you for doing that. And please share some wins from your week. Good morning again.
Yes, good morning, Mark. Good morning, everyone. And thank you for allowing me to speak. And yeah, I just wanted to come up on your invitation to share. I've been, I guess, consistent in putting out content on the podcast. You mentioned that Simbaza, who is another frequent member of the community, we've been working together lately. It was interesting. We had participated in another podcast brainstorming collective, if you will, and I had expressed that I had wanted to do something for Black History Month after having a break on my podcast. And, you know, we kind of brainstormed on collaborating just for Black History Month, and it kind of rolled into, okay, well, let's do something for Women's History Month. Okay, well, let's, you know, it was the Earth Month and Autism Awareness Month. And so we have all these different ideas, and we just, you know, are kind of continuing on. And yeah, it's kind of going well. So
awesome. I love it. Yeah, I mentioned yesterday, I think it was, that I noticed that collab that Simbaza had shared in the Facebook group. And that is exciting. That's going to be live Wednesday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern. Do I still have it right?
Yes. So okay. Wednesday, and then actually next week we have a Friday in there, and that's going to be like a hip hop UK one. So that's going to be fun. So yeah.
Love that. Awesome. And I saw Wynn wave her hand. Wynn, was that to say you were ready, or did you have a question for Jen? Oh, Wynn? Okay. We'll come back to you. Jen, do you want to share with us the question of the morning. What are 1 to 3 milestones or indicators that would signify success for your podcast?
I guess other than like numbers and downloads and things like that.
Whatever you'd like. It's your definition of success.
I guess we can pass it in.
That's fair. I'm not going to push you too hard, and I'm going to ask you to think about it a little bit. I would love... Yes.
She doesn't want to say it. It's world domination. Jen, just come out and say it. We know you want to say it. You just want to dominate the whole entire world.
I love it. Yeah, Jen, think about it a little bit. Maybe listen to some more answers. I'm encouraging it. I'm not trying to pressure, and I'm encouraging it for the reasons I shared earlier. I think it's helpful for us to have those markers, those indicators, those milestones that we're working toward. Or else sometimes that's where it often can feel like a grind. It can start to feel unrewarding if we're not recognizing where the rewards are. So I'm going to encourage you, with this ADHD brain of mine, I will do my best to remember to come back to you. And if not, at some point I will, and I'm going to follow up with you, but I'm going to try to do it here today. Okay, Wynn, we're coming to you. Are you ready? Did you get rid of Kermit? 3, 2, 1. Okay, we'll come back to you. Dan, good morning. Welcome, Dan. Welcome to the stage. And yeah, why don't you first share some wins from your week this week with us?
Hey, thank you, Mark. Absolutely. First, I just want to say thank you for this space. When I'm able to show up here, it's always a good conversation. And yeah, I enjoy it. So my win for the week, I'll just share one, is I've struggled with connecting to probably what most people might define as traditional meditation. But in a conversation this week, I recognize that what I'm doing many days in the week, I get up and I go to visit a sunrise on the beach. And twice a week at the moment, we go surfing at sunrise based on our schedules, and recognition that that is my space for recharging and tuning out whatever may be on the plate for the day, bills being paid or conversations I need to have or have had. None of that is in focus. The only thing in focus while I'm out there is being present in nature, in the ocean or at the ocean, watching the sunrise, all of those pieces. So for me, not being able to previously connect with traditional meditation methods, that was a great one.
Thank you, Dan. Yeah, it's interesting how many people I connect with, and I'm including myself in this, that if there's this interest in meditation, there's oftentimes a struggle like, oh, I'm not doing it right, or I'm not doing it the way everybody says I'm supposed to be doing it. And I think for me, a big realization was it's whatever you want it to be. You're taking your moments to appreciate your life. You're taking your moments to take in the present moment. And however that works for you, that's what's most important, is just to find that time to reset, reconnect with yourself and go about your day or whenever you meditate. So I love that, Dan, and I love the way you're doing it. It sounds relaxing and peaceful, to say the least.
Absolutely.
And do you want to share a little bit with us with the question of the morning? What are those 1 to 3 indicators that you would signify success for your podcast?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd be happy to share. And again, my thoughts and opinions may be slightly different for most people, but my purpose is to connect with and inspire other people. And so my recognition that if I'm consistently producing content that aligns with that, in my opinion, then, I'm achieving or working towards achievement. And I'd say that there's a second one. Well, no, that just goes back to wins. So no, that's probably the one thing that stands out to me is I want to be in love with the process of creating for the purpose that aligns with me. And if other people benefit from it, that is a great marker for me. But the success really is in the process and enjoying it.
Yeah, thank you. And I'm going to follow up once more, Dan. How do you know when you've achieved that? How do you know when you're inspiring others with your content?
So my view on that is, if I am enjoying the process and I'm working towards that goal, to me, it doesn't matter if I've achieved it today or not. The example I like to use is, you know, I walk into the grocery store and I offer a smile, or I'm patient when everyone else may not be, and, you know, something's going wrong at the cash register. I may or may not ever know if I've inspired that person behind the cash register, but I know that I'm working towards achieving that, and I can be okay with that.
I love it. Thank you, Dan. Thanks for allowing me to push and push. I appreciate it. And I really love the thoughtfulness behind those answers. Thank you. And congratulations on your win this week. Nick, did you want to add something?
I had another follow-up in a very similar fashion to the question you asked. So I know, like I'm sure a lot of people know, the content creation stuff can become like a nonstop grind over time. So I'm more curious than anything. Are you, or I guess, what are you doing to kind of step back and reflect on, like, am I still enjoying this process, as opposed to just kind of getting caught into the hustle and bustle of just like nonstop creating?
That's a good question. Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, so I think that's a great question as well. And there's a couple things. One, I just brought up as a win, is the meditation piece allows me to clear the focus and remind myself of what it is that I'm doing all of these things for. I also have some great coaches that I work with who continue to remind me and, you know, encourage me and keep me focused on those outcomes and why I'm here. So I don't know if that answers your question directly or not.
Yeah, I like that. I think the meditation has to be probably one of the biggest ones that stand out to me, just because you can take the time to reflect. And I know I don't do it as much as I should, but when I do, I can kind of take a step back and be like, oh, I know in the moment, sometimes it didn't feel like I was enjoying the process, but looking back on it, like I really enjoyed doing what I was doing. It can just get really overwhelming in the moment at times, at least it is for me. But no, I definitely appreciate that answer, Dan. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Dan. Thank you, Nick. I appreciate that follow-up and Dan's answer for sure. And I agree. I agree about what meditation can do, even with the reset. And also, I've noticed if I'm in a bad way during the day or frustrated, and especially when it comes to creating content and I get frustrated, if I can convince myself, which sometimes is challenging, and when I convince myself, I will break and I will meditate. And sometimes it may just be for 5 minutes. Sometimes it'll be for 15 minutes. But when I do that, it is a reset. And what I find is walking away sometimes from the content that I'm struggling with gives me that time to process, and then the ideas start flowing. You know, I was thinking it's kind of funny that the person in the room named Win is having the most trouble sharing her wins. So I want to check in once more. And also, Win, thank you for creating such suspense this morning. We're now, this is what, the third time we're going to see if third time's a charm. And I've built this up enough now. So Win, are you there? Hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
Technology. I love technology.
Do you want to share your wins from the week?
Yes, I will. My win for the week is finding my way around the hospital, believe it or not, because I was up there yesterday. So I landed up, because I had a little extra time on my hands, I landed up finding my way of where to go, because at 5:30 a.m., the person who's going to be with me, even though she's skilled about navigating hospitals, she does it all the time. I wanted to have a sense of where I was going. And my answer to that question that you asked, Mark, my biggest achievement would just be sharing awareness about all disabilities to the world. And so far, so good on that. We'll see what happens after surgery, and we'll see what happens when I get back, whether the downloads will increase or hopefully not. But if they do, that's okay. I know how to build them back up again. Decrease, but as I said last night on the podcast that I was interviewed on, people care about the host more than they care about the person they're interviewing, unless it's a big name person like Michelle Obama. And so I will see where my podcast lands after back surgery. And yes, I will be wearing Backbrace on all my video podcasts. I don't care. I don't care because it is what it is. And people are like, well, do the videos and do the content. So for me, content creation is going to be interesting, but we'll see where it lands up, whether the podcast increases downloads, whether the podcast decreases downloads, remains stagnant. I don't know. So that's my win, and that's my answer.
Thank you. I appreciate it, and congrats on your win. I now remember your surgery's coming up Tuesday. I know I forgot it and kept forgetting it, but I've got it locked in now. So good luck. If we don't talk to you before then, we're thinking about you. And I appreciate what you're saying about wearing a brace on camera, because I think there are people out there that would say, oh, forget it. I can't show up on camera looking like that. It's going to be whatever excuses. But the truth of the matter is Wynn is being real. She's being herself. She's dealing with a back surgery, and she's passionate about her podcast and wants to get that word out and wants to build that awareness around all the different disabilities that people in this world have to live with. So thank you, Wynn. I appreciate that. And good morning, Amanda Yoa. Welcome to the stage. Please share some wins from your week.
Hey, good morning. Happy Friday, everyone. Congratulations on everyone's wins. One of my wins is I still have all 10 fingers and toes from last night's softball and a softball game. It was 45 degrees. It's definitely not softball weather, but we made it through. Softball Mom Chronicles. That is a win for me. I also did a promo swap with the Song Swap Showdown with Chris and Amanda. So that was pretty cool. We just launched both of our swaps this week's episode. So go check them out. Let us know what you think. And make sure you're following my podcast and the Song Swap Showdown. So that was a win for me as well. And I was able to connect with a lot of wonderful people this week. In terms of Sunday, I did an event, so that was really nice to be able to speak in front of a bunch of young ladies who are driven entrepreneurs, aspiring entrepreneurs, startup entrepreneurs. So that was really cool to be able to connect with them, and looking forward to doing more events like that. So yeah, those are my wins from this week.
Thank you. That's awesome. I love a good collab between this community. So cool to hear that you and Song Swap Showdown are swapping promos. Keep us posted, both shows. Keep us posted on how that works out for you guys. And Amanda, I feel like there could be another win. Have you given any more thought to your podcast's name? And if so, can you reveal?
Yes, I have thought about it. After much thought and just really sitting with the two options that I had, I did come to a conclusion. I'm not going to reveal it yet. I kind of want to keep it to myself for a little bit, but I will.
I was ready to do the drum roll and everything.
Sorry.
We have no answer
yet.
You've
got to wait for the review. So yeah, I'm going to keep it to myself for a little bit just so I can sit with it.
Okay.
Kind of curate my overall message and see if all that still blends. I feel like it will, but yeah, I have come to a decision and I do want to thank you guys. That was another one, being able to come in here and having Mark give me the opportunity to sit on the hot seat and hear everybody's feedback, you know, all based from experience. I appreciate that. So thank you, everybody.
Yeah, you are welcome. And thank you for sharing. And do you want to answer the question of the morning this morning? What are some of those indicators or milestones that would signify success for your podcast?
Yeah, absolutely. Honestly, I mean, everyone's kind of touched on what I would say too. You know, I totally resonate with what Dan said, what Lindsay has said. For me specifically too, being able to appreciate the little wins. You know, because I feel like, as Lindsay said, the goalpost is always moving, and that and as it should, right? Because we're all growing and evolving. But some of the times, oftentimes, with me, I get caught in not really relishing and giving myself the props that I deserve for the things that I've already accomplished, because I'm so looking forward to achieve that next best thing, not realizing that the thing that I did just achieve was also the next best thing at one point, you know, deciding to show up and start a podcast, having, you know, whether it's 37 downloads, 27 downloads, whatever the number is, really giving myself that, you know, pat on the back that I deserve, because I found that when I wasn't able to do that, I started to get really burnt out. I started to get really overwhelmed. And just not in an energy that I want to be in when it comes to doing something that is my passion and my purpose and the way that I want to make an impact in this world. So just always moving that goalpost, always knowing that we are evolving and growing, but give gratitude in the now for everything that you achieve, knowing that those things matter no matter how small they may be. That's what I want to share.
Yeah. Thank you, Amanda. Appreciate that. And let's check in with John. John, good morning. Please, first, if you don't mind, share some wins from your week.
Good morning. Yeah, I'm walking my dog, so please apologize for the background noise. Happy Friday, everybody. So there have been multiple wins. I'll just focus on like three. Number one, we crossed 1,125,000 downloads of podcasts this morning. I had a great conversation with a radio group that is the largest one in our area. Of Palm Beach County, and they're struggling with engagement, reach, and growing their podcast. We talked about that. We'll see where it leads. And I signed another sponsor yesterday. So those are all three wins that I'd love to. I'm very happy. And by the way, Dan, I pray and meditate every day. It's the best way to start my day.
Right on. Yes. I love that. Thank you for saying that too. John, when you say a radio group, can you define that a little bit for those who may not understand?
Well, they own and operate five or six radio stations. I think it's five in Palm Beach County. And one of the stations is traditionally always number one or number two. They have huge amounts of listeners, yet their growth on podcasts has been miserable. Their growth and engagement on social media has been miserable, and that's where they really struggle. They know how to get in front and get people listening radio-wise, but they don't know how to, or let's just say this, they struggle with getting results as far as discoverability goes in the digital world, and that's where they need help.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, and so interesting, too, I think. I'm sure there are people that would assume, oh, well, these are radio people. They're going to start a radio show. They've got their built-in audience. They're established. That's going to easily translate over to a podcast. And the truth is, it doesn't. So, yeah, I appreciate that.
It doesn't. And this is something we can all learn from it. So, number one is, in your own show, do you have calls to action? Like, what separates the day? Dave Ramsey's and the Don Bongino syndicated shows, they have multiple calls to action featuring their podcast, their website, their social media, all throughout their show. That's how they drive traffic, also to their website. And everything is about driving traffic. Because if you don't get traffic to your websites or wherever your show is hosted, you're going to struggle. So that's one aspect of it. So one thing I would say is all podcasters can do is say, now increase, make sure you have sufficient calls to action to your show so that when someone listens or views your show, they know where they can get more information and they can binge your content. That's something a lot of people miss out on.
Absolutely. I agree. And Alex wants to chime in. Go for it, Alex.
Hey, John. This has nothing to do with, I haven't seen Sean around, and maybe just because I haven't really seen him. Is he okay? And I just was checking in. That's all.
He's good. He was in a room with me yesterday, and he wasn't available Tuesday, but he was active yesterday. He's doing good. Sounds like he's extremely busy.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure because I just hadn't seen him. That's all.
And Alex is referring to Sean Savage, who is a fairly regular when it comes to the podcasting evening chat and a very helpful one at that. So, yeah, I assume that's why Alex was checking in. Glad to hear it that Sean's doing well. And I know I saw him earlier this week chiming in on some of our Facebook group threads. So seems like he's doing well. And yeah, to John's point, he's probably really busy. And John, I do want to just acknowledge, because I don't think I did, congrats on all of those wins, that 1.125 million plus downloads. I think it's safe to say that most of us who know you know that is definitely one of your milestones or indicators of success, your downloads, because you share that with us. Do you have any other milestones or indicators that you're tracking for success?
Well, the main thing, and, you know, my passion for doing the show remains the same, and it has since 2017. It's about getting people and providing a platform for them to tell their stories. So having said this, there's a few things to look at. Number one, not to sound like it's money-driven, but am I making money from this? Am I paying my bills? Am I helping a family out? That's important. And that's something I should work towards, whether it be $5 a month or $500 or $50,000 a month, which I'm not at yet. I'd love to get there and find out and tell you all about it. But that's one. Another one is, are people listening to the show? How long are they listening to it? Those are all things I look for. And I love people feedback and reviews. I don't really care about that. I really focus on consumers of the show and consumers of all my content.
Okay, fair enough. Thank you, John. Appreciate that. And I want to check in. We still have not heard. Well, technically, we haven't heard the wins from all of our co-hosts here on stage. I don't think Nick shared his wins yet. Yeah, I just asked Nick his questions. So let me do this. Since we have a little bit of time, let me go to Alex first. We're not going to do the rapid fire style. So Alex, please first, if you don't mind, share your wins from the week.
Hey, everybody. Obviously, the win that everybody talked about this week was I got to see some fellow podcasters in Dominic and oh, my God.
Stacy.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, my God.
That's the second thing that goes when we get older, Alex.
Oh, my gosh. Jeez. My other big win was we just dropped an episode with a New York Times best-selling author. And the reason we got it was we went to his book signing and we told him that we had a podcast. And he said, "Do you want an interview?" And I said yes. And Lucy was hyperventilating. And it's only 7 minutes long. But, you know, I really... She asked a couple of questions and she sounded great. She didn't sound like she was nervous at all, even though she was. And that's a huge win because that's the goal of this podcast is to make her more confident in what she's doing. So what I encourage everybody to do is you have to ask. You have to ask or people, they won't say no if you don't ask. And you know, that was the main win. And in terms of the other question real quick, my goal is for her to take it over if she wants to take it over. That's like the real true success. And the other thing that I want to measure for success is I need to be more consistent and have that system for my podcast and I just haven't made the time and the effort to do it, because I know there's enough knowledge and I know I've heard everything that I need to know from all the rooms. It's just that I have to just get my focus and everything else on that. And I think once all that happens, everything else will fall into place. So those are my answers and I'm sticking to it.
Thanks, Alex. Yeah. Let me ask you a follow-up. I want to help with this if I can. I want to empower you to start moving toward that goal. So what's one thing? I don't care how big. Like, what's one thing? Actually, let's be specific. Let's make it a little thing. What's one little thing you could do that would get you one step closer to getting that system into place and within the next week?
You know, I do have to talk to Nick about what he's doing with that, with his AI podcast. Not that I want to start something new, but I think there's something to be said for pulling the, he has that email system where you can pull that, you can do more social media posts mm-hmm. on more platforms. I think that's something that, you know, to keep people engaged. And I just need to do a better job of making time to record. And I have to get to a point where, I mean, I want to get to the point, which this is a separate thing, where I can make a couple of bucks that I can hire an editor. Not that I need to, but I just want to.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so, life is so much easier. Cause you just get behind, and her episodes aren't the issue, because they're like 15 minutes long. And I know we're up against the clock. My cartoon program is not what I wanted, isn't where I need it to be. And I need to maybe talk to you and Nick to try to figure out another solution, or someone else to try to figure out another solution for that. Because I want to be able to get it on YouTube to get that engagement. I know that's not as specific as you want.
No,
that's just kind of swirling in my head.
Technically, it was specific. I know you went in a different direction, but you did answer the question first. It's to connect with Nick. So I want to hold you to that within the next week. Reach out to Nick and see when you two can connect. I think that's the first step.
Yep. Yeah, no, I know. And I have to say, you guys have both been very, very generous with your time. I know you've helped me and you've helped a lot of other people. So I think that's thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome, Alex. Thank you. And thanks for going deeper with me there. Let's check in with Dominic. Dominic, good morning to you. Do you want to share? You've got to have several wins from your week based on some of your shares and based on your social media. Please share some wins with us. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Hope everybody's well. Sorry for my tardiness this morning. After I've been on the road for like a week, kind of need a little bit of time to recover.
So yeah.
I took those 30 minutes. I'm sorry.
Enjoy.
Had a fantastic wins for the week. Oh, my gosh. I'll try to go through them really quickly. Starting in Atlanta, we had an alumni retreat at the Meadows, and we got a lot of testimonials from people who have gone through treatment and are now in recovery. And the thing is, the company has been having a hard time getting those testimonials because there was no trust built. And so after pleading with them for I don't know how many times to let me do it, because I built the trust with the alumni, we finally was able to do that and got tons of testimonials, because the thing is, I did that work of building that rapport with them, as opposed to just somebody coming to them new, ask for, hey, tell me about treatment. Tell me about treatment. And I know after being with people in treatment, you can't just bum rush them like that. That's not how this works. And so I'm glad we were able to do that and get that work done. And then also in Atlanta, was able to meet with a bunch of podcasters from Walt, Lloyd, Naya, Jackie. Met Jackie's two kids. That was phenomenal. Jay, who'll be speaking at the conference, and Paula, and it was just a fantastic time. So that was that. And then I hopped on a plane and flew to New York and had a great movie screening and got a ton of content there with a great interview. And then again, met more podcasters from Alex and Stacy and people from the Block Podcasting Association, like Tyranza and Corey Gums, who's the heads up the Black Podcasting Association, and many others. And so that was a fantastic set of events. And then lastly, I got a phone call from Ina. Mark, you know Ina from Memphis.
Oh, yes.
And Mark, you remember at the beginning of the year, one of the things I wanted to do was to continue to give back to the podcasting community and stuff like mm-hmm. that. And really, I wasn't trying to monetize that part. Well, it looks like I'm going to start getting paid from the city of Memphis to do these workshops. I think I might have mentioned that before. But it was still kind of like not really sure, but it looks like I got a definite yes. And the reason I am okay with that is because it's the city of Memphis paying for it, not necessarily the attendees who are mm-hmm. I'm really trying to help. So I am okay with that. If it was the attendees paying for it, that I probably would just decline it, because again, one of the things that's important to me is to pour back into the podcasting community, because podcasting, this game has been so helpful to me. And so I want to give back and send the elevator back down. So those are my wins this week.
Hey, congratulations. I don't even know where to begin. And I'll begin with the last one. That's awesome about the city of Memphis paying you to do those podcast workshops. What a beautiful thing. I'm guessing it's also going to be the Cossett Library.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And we're actually doing an interesting one this week. I called it Podcast Office Hours. So if you're familiar with those who have gone to college and you have office hours with like a professor or whatever. So that's kind of what we're going to do this week. And so basically people are going to come in with all their I don't want to say challenges, but things that they're working on. And so me and Ina are just going to go around for 2 hours and just kind of help, whether it be marketing, content, starting, whatever. And we're going to help them do that work. We're going to be that podcast assistant for them. And between me and Ina, there's a ton of experience that we can help in our podcast community, because Mark, you know, we're really trying our best to grow the podcast community there in Memphis. Mm-hmm. And so I'm really excited about this week. So, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I got.
That's huge. That is huge. And Dominic, please forgive me just for sake of time. I'm not going to ask you that the question of the morning, even though I'm dying to hear it. We may have to revisit it on Monday. And I want to give Sid an opportunity to share. And then I want to share something as well, including my wins. So let's see, because Sid was the other one. It was Wynn and Sid this morning we kept going to, and suspense was thick. Sid, are you here and ready to share your wins? He's not. There he is.
Everybody. Yes, I am here. I, like Dominic, flip in a little bit this morning, and it caused me to be running. Sorry, I'm in an airport, and I just barely, my win for the day is I made the airport shuttle in time to get to the airport. How's
that? That's good.
That is my win.
I'll take it, Sid.
Crazy morning. And now I'm headed home to get in the car and drive to Kansas to see Jackson, my son, play in his spring football game, which is really exciting to see him and his career move forward. So yeah, it's gonna be a great day.
Awesome. Awesome. Congratulations. And yeah, we're going to skip you as well with the question of the morning. I'm going to share my wins from this week. One just happened last night. We held our first Empowered Podcasting Conference. It's the conference's first speaker Zoom. So we had all of our speakers join, or as many that could join, to introduce them to each other and to some of our team, and to provide info about the event and to answer their questions. And it just was so amazing on so many levels. Just the fact that this was, as I told everybody, was a vision I had in early January when I was thinking about my goals for the year. And this one was kind of almost a throwaway, or not throwaway, but like a last minute idea that I think my wife ended up encouraging me to write down and make it a goal. And then to see, you know, 20 people gathered together on one Zoom call talking about the event that they're going to be a part of and participate and help make a reality was mind-blowing to me. And having Dominic and Lloyd and Simona there with me, it meant the world to me. And not only there with me, but helping to facilitate the conversation and answer those questions. It's just, man, that the power of collaboration for me is so real. Also, another win, I closed a new client who I met actually a couple of years ago in a personal development community, actually that was formed here on Clubhouse before I restarted the podcasting morning chat. She's an orthopedic surgeon. She's an MMA fighter. I don't think she's pro, but she is a successful MMA fighter, has won many amateur titles, as far as I know. And she recently joined the Army. And she's writing a book and wants to start a podcast. So she's actually even already recorded like a dozen episodes and has asked me to help her produce those. And so I signed her on last week or at the beginning of this week, and we're getting started this weekend. We have to work on the weekend with her because she joined the Army. And during the week when she's off to training, she doesn't have time for me. And the last win I'll share with the community, because we, in my opinion, took some big steps on Monday in creating a space where people, my hope is where people feel not just welcome, but also heard. And to be clear, I'm by no means suggesting that Monday's conversation is over. We 100% have a lot of work to do, both as a community and as a society. There's a lot of work to be done. I'm just proud that we were able to have the conversation and respect one another in the process of that conversation. We had some challenging, or maybe the word I used the other day, uncomfortable conversations on Monday. And I believe it's through these discussions that we learn, that we grow stronger, and ideally it'll help us grow both individually and together. So thank you to all of you who contributed on Monday, made the space on Monday. My hope is that you do feel heard and that you do trust that I mean what I say, that that conversation is by far not over. Even though, yes, we've moved into other topics this week, that's a conversation that will be revisited. And I am thinking of ways how we can do that effectively here. So thank you for allowing me to share those wins this week. And we are back Monday, as we are every Monday through Friday, live right here on Clubhouse. You can get the link to join us in the show notes. And if it's too early at 7 a.m. Eastern, pick us up via podcast at 7 a.m. Pacific time every Monday through Friday. I'm trying to think, did we get to everybody? Nick, we may have missed you, and please forgive me. Is somebody off mic? Alex?
That's a Friday night chat.
Oh, there you go.
And we have a special announcement on our Friday night chat, so hopefully we'll see you.
All right, there we go. Friday, the podcasting evening chat tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern, and then join us for the morning chat Monday at 7 a.m. Eastern. Until then, make it a great day, everybody. Take care.